Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Jewish, a Cookbook by Jake Cohen is a contemporary Jewish cookbook that updates beloved traditions while welcoming experimentation. Written by a food media professional known for approachable, high-energy teaching, the book draws from Cohen's Ashkenazi background and also from the Persian-Iraqi heritage of his husband, creating a personal style that is both rooted and expansive. Rather than treating Jewish food as fixed and formal, Jewish presents it as living culture dishes evolve, families blend, and home cooks adapt recipes to the realities of modern schedules and pantries. Across classics like challah, brisket, laikas, and matzo ball soup, Cohen adds bright flavors, smart technique, and playful combinations, alongside inventive recipes that remix familiar motifs in surprising ways. The overall purpose is not only to provide reliable recipes, but to show how food can express identity and build community, especially through gatherings like Shabbat dinners and celebratory meals that bring friends and family to the table. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reinventing Jewish classics without losing their soul. A central promise of Jewish is that iconic Jewish dishes can be both recognizable and new. Cohen treats staples such as challah, brisket, latkes, kugel, and matzo ball soup as starting points, then refines them with contemporary technique and bolder seasoning. The result is food that still reads as comfort and tradition, but feels fresher and more dynamic for today's home table. This approach matters because many cooks inherit expectations around what Jewish food should taste like, look like, and symbolize. Cohen shows that honoring a dish does not require freezing it in time. Instead, he emphasizes craft improving texture, maximizing flavor, and clarifying the method so the recipe works in a real kitchen. The book's appeal is partly practical, since clear instructions lower the barrier for newer cooks, but it is also cultural. By allowing room for reinterpretation, Jewish argues that tradition is sustained through use and adaptation. Readers who want dependable versions of classics, plus permission to personalize them, will find the book's balance of respect and creativity especially useful. Secondly, blending Ashkenazi and Middle Eastern Jewish influences, Jewish stands out in the Jewish cookbook landscape by openly weaving together different Jewish and adjacent culinary lineages. Cohen's Ashkenazi foundations meet the Persian-Iraqi flavors of his husband's family, creating dishes that move easily between Eastern European comfort food and the brighter, more aromatic profiles associated with Mizrahi and Middle Eastern cooking. That fusion is not presented as a gimmick, but as a lived reality of modern Jewish families and communities where tables often reflect multiple histories at once. In practice, this means readers encounter recipes and flavor ideas that expand the usual repertoire. The use of bold condiments, spice, herbs, and tangy elements alongside familiar forms like bagels, braises, and baked goods. The book also introduces many cooks to ingredients and preparations they may not have grown up with, broadening what Jewish home cooking can mean beyond a single regional template. By making these influences feel approachable, Cohen offers a model for respectful blending. Learn the roots, cook with intention, and let flavors from different backgrounds coexist in the same meal without forcing them into strict categories. Thirdly, playful, modern mashups that still cook like real food. Alongside its updated classics, Jewish is known for imaginative recipes that remix Jewish flavors and forms with contemporary or global references. These are the dishes that signal the book's personality: clever combinations, familiar comfort elements, and surprising twists that feel designed for sharing. Examples often cited include cacio e pepe rugelach, savich bagel sandwiches, and matzo tiramisu, which show how Cohen borrows structures from Italian-American comfort, Israeli-style street food, and classic desserts while keeping Jewish ingredients and associations in the foreground. Importantly, the innovation is paired with practicality. The recipes aim to be doable for home cooks, not restaurant projects that require specialized equipment or obscure steps. This balance helps the book serve two audiences at once: cooks who come for nostalgia and want to perfect the basics, and cooks who want something novel for a dinner party or holiday spread. The mashups also express the book's broader theme that identity can be layered. Food can be simultaneously traditional and contemporary, serious and fun, and still taste like something you will actually make again. Fourthly, food as identity, memory, and an inclusive table. Jewish frames cooking as more than meal production. Cohen uses headnotes and personal context to connect recipes to upbringing, relationships, and community building, positioning the kitchen as a place where identity is practiced rather than merely claimed. The title itself points to a flexible sense of belonging, sometimes observant, sometimes casual, but still connected through shared foodways. This perspective makes the cookbook welcoming to readers who are Jewish, or simply curious, because it treats cultural food as something that can be learned with respect and cooked with joy. The book also highlights the social function of cooking, especially through the idea of gathering people around the table. Meals like Shabbat dinner become a template for hospitality, a recurring moment when friends and family reconnect, newcomers are welcomed, and traditions are carried forward. In that way, the recipes double as conversation starters and memory makers. Readers looking for a cookbook that feels personal without being exclusive will appreciate how the storytelling supports the food, encouraging confidence and connection rather than gatekeeping. Lastly, approachability, technique, and flexibility for modern home cooks. A defining feature of Jewish is its emphasis on recipes that are both exciting and manageable. Cohen writes for the home cook who wants strong results without needing professional training, offering clear methods that prioritize flavor and repeatability. The book's range supports different levels of commitment. Some dishes are celebratory centerpieces, while others are realistic weeknight, friendly interpretations of Jewish favorites. This matters in a cuisine often associated with long, simmering, holiday-scale cooking, or inherited know-how that can be intimidating to recreate. Cohen's approach is to make the process feel accessible and to encourage adaptation when needed. Readers also benefit from seeing how a contemporary cookbook author thinks how to build layers of flavor, how to use condiments and bright elements to lift richer dishes, and how to make baking and braising less mysterious. Another practical element is flexibility around dietary practice. While the book is not positioned as strictly kosher, many dishes can be adjusted by ingredient choice, allowing readers to align recipes with their own kitchens. The net effect is a cookbook that teaches confidence as much as it teaches specific dishes. In conclusion, Jewish A Cookbook is best suited to home cooks who want Jewish food that feels alive, grounded in tradition, yet open to creativity, blended families, and contemporary taste. Readers who grew up with Ashkenazi staples will find familiar comfort along with new ways to season, assemble, or present the dishes, while those less familiar with Jewish cooking get an inviting entry point that does not assume prior knowledge. The practical benefits are straightforward recipes designed to be flavorful, clear, and achievable, with a mix of classics and conversation-worthy twists that work for both everyday meals and holidays. The book also offers an intellectual and cultural payoff by modeling how culinary identity evolves. It does not treat heritage as a museum piece, but as something shaped by marriage, community, geography, and personal choice. Compared with more strictly traditional Jewish cookbooks, Jewish stands out for its cross-cultural blending and its modern, playful sensibility, while still respecting the emotional weight of the classics. It functions as a recipe collection, a guide to hosting and gathering, and a reminder that food is one of the most generous ways to tell a story and bring people together. If you would like to support Jake Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.